This is WoWo Breaking News.
And here we are. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Pat Miller Program. You heard Ian Randall make quick reference during the news that action was taken down at the State House today, and it is now fully ensconced. We're talking to Indiana Representative Martin Carbaugh. Martin, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, Pat. How are you?
Good. Now, I understand you're in your car driving home from the State House. Is that true?
Fully hands-free, yes, sir.
Okay. Now, are you driving alone, or are there other representatives there with you?
No, it's just me.
Just you. All right. So, yeah, so things haven't changed. You still have the same level of respect as always. So, I just wanted to talk to you because we had known this day was coming. We've had May the 24th marked on our calendar for a while because this was a day that has been scheduled ever since you had a bill that was passed. Talk to me about the original passing of the bill that said if you're a guy, you can't participate, at least in Indiana, you can't participate in female sports.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that simple. It applies to K through 12 schools. And, you know, as a father to girls and boys, especially girls, having an even playing field for them, literally even playing field on the playing field of sports, is such an important issue to me. I know it is to my constituents. I remember getting text messages as I was campaigning this primary season, and I had to take a moment when I was getting messages about the veto. I just was in stunned disbelief, and then, you know, I talked to you here on the show, and I talked to Kayla in the morning the next day, and was just in disbelief. Obviously promised to vote to override the veto then, and we executed that today. And so in many ways, it was a great day today, I think, for girls' sports. You know, Title IX was fought for years to give girls equal opportunity. And now I think we're reinforcing that today.
Now, the governor vetoed the bill that you all in both houses originally passed, officially known as what, HEA 1041. And so the governor vetoed it. I, with you, was completely stunned. Could the governor really have done that and not seen this overturn of the veto coming, since the Republicans have a supermajority in the Senate and the House?
I mean, if it were me, first of all, I would have signed it. But you would have to believe that this would be coming. I mean, the margin when we passed the first time was 66-30 in the House, 32-18 in the Senate. And then today, we actually picked up a vote in the House, 67 two less voted no, although we had a couple people missing. So 67-28, the Senate maintained the same 32 yeses, only 15 no's. They had a couple of people excused today that I think were no's in the past. But, in Indiana, it's considered a weak governorship in that a veto can be overridden with a simple majority in both houses.
Yeah, but this was far beyond that.
Those kinds of margins. Yeah, with those kinds of margins, I don't know how that couldn't have been anticipated. But, you know, I don't have a whole lot of communication with the governor, unfortunately or unfortunately, but so I haven't had an opportunity. I haven't seen him to be able to even know why he would have vetoed it. So, I mean, we have the letter that he sent, and was concerned about the writing of it. But, you know, I talked to Kayla this morning. I told her, you know, if there's something that isn't right about it after it goes into effect, we'll come back and fix that. But the key thing is that we make fair sports for our girls.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. And like you, I also had daughters, still have daughters, but they're not in school, of course. But yeah, you want to protect that. At 67-28 in the House where you sit and 32-15 in the Senate, that's not a small majority. I mean, it's unovercomable, you know. And he had to know. He absolutely had to know that this day was coming. I know you can't read his head and heart, But do you think it's that he just didn't care, or he thought that somehow he needed to make this vote to impress whoever it is he's wanting to impress at this point in his career? I don't get it.
I don't either. I mean, I hate to speculate on that. I mean, I think on some of these issues, he's definitely been more moderate and liberal on them. And so from that perspective, there is a bit of consistency there. It's just consistency I disagree with. And
right.
Obviously a supermajority in the House disagree with as well.
You know, I had a lot of people sending me some texts earlier in the day. They said, while they're there, can't they go ahead and meet and do this also and all that? And the answer to that is no, because when you go back to a special session like this, the only thing you can deal with is stuff that was already voted on in this session and go back in and clean it up or to overcome a veto. You can't introduce something new or do something in a bill that wasn't already on the table. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's correct, Pat. And that's just what the rules are on that. And, you know, we had a technical correction bill besides the override of veto. And, you know, you had there's some drafting errors that happen or code site mistakes that happen. And so we don't always come back on technical correction day. We always set the date just in case.
Yeah.
We don't always come back if there's nothing urgent. Then we basically wait till the next session to clean some things up. But we were coming back because of the veto. We were coming back anyway. And so we also did a technical correction bill to clean up some things, really non-substantive stuff. There's no mechanism really to pick up issues that were not a part of that technical correction bill or overriding the veto.
Yeah. Let me ask you, I should know this, Martin, and I don't. We're talking to Martin Carbaugh, and I'm having all kinds of brain spasms today. 81st District, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I get my number straight here. I've met you once or twice. But Martin, like when I look at, for example, in the House, 67-28, is that pretty close to the party breakdown in the House, or did you have some Republicans go over to the Democrats or a couple of Democrats come over to the Republicans?
So it is pretty close. I mean, R versus D is 71-29. I did not study the vote sheet to know, but I did take notice there was at least one Republican I noticed that voted with the governor, and he did earlier in session. And then I did see one Democrat voted yes to override the veto.
Wow.
So I guess bipartisan on both sides. I can't tell you for sure on the Senate side.
Are you there? Are you there?
At the store, or
okay.
You know,
yeah,
whatever.
We lost you there for a second, but I've got you back. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I don't know where you lost me. But I was just saying that it really is a bipartisan issue. When I would hear from people, whether it be at church or at the store or anything, Republican or Democrat, just a vast majority of people on both sides saw this as such a no-brainer issue that you want to make sure girls play against girls, boys play against boys.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And, you know, you and I have had conversations. You know where I stand on all that. And some people are going to hate me for how I'm phrasing this, and it's probably incorrect. But in a lot of things, Martin, I think we would be a much happier society if we could get back to where we dealt with things more on a normal level.
Yeah, I think so, Pat. I mean, my heart goes out to the people that are against this for various reasons. You know, there's love and respect there, but we have to maintain the integrity of the girls sporting, sports. So it's tough. Our society is changing. I mean, I heard you earlier before I came on, some of the stuff Bill Maher has been putting out there. Surprisingly, I've been very interested in his perspective on things.
Yep.
He comes from a very different perspective politically than me. But even he's starting to ask some questions, and I think there are many others like him that are maybe left of center that are uncomfortable with the direction things are headed.
Yeah, being left,
that,
Being left is one thing. Being radical far left is something totally different. And somehow, when the AOCs of this world get way out to the left, Martin, they just don't understand why more people don't come their direction. And I actually think they drive some people in the middle back toward the right and to right center.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Well, listen, I appreciate you taking time. And I appreciate the fact that you let me know that you're talking to me from your car and you're doing so hands-free. So, you know, no real problem there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In fact, I'll tell you what, I'll have John take care of hanging up the phone call so you won't have to do it. I don't want you to take your eyes off the road. I don't want to get blamed. I don't want your wife all over me. So, you know, that's how that would go. Martin, listen, first of all, thank you very much that I never had to worry where you were going to be on the original vote, nor did I ever have to worry where you were going to stand on this overcoming of a veto. And I appreciate very much that you came on today and you let us know. Was there at least in the House, was there some level of excitement, maybe? Is that the right word? That everybody in the House knew where this was going to go?
I don't know if excitement's the word. I mean, I think there was, we were all happy to be back to be able to officially make this law. There's a lot of unity. Some of our female members in our caucus asked us if we had anything pink to wear it, kind of in solidarity. And so you saw a lot of pink ties. I wore a pink tie today, and you know, just recognizing that we're protecting our girls.
Yeah, I wish I could have been there. I have a pink bow tie that I just look stunning. Okay, I just do.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, don't imagine it too long. You'll lose your lunch.
It's unofficially Bow Tie Tuesday, but I didn't have a pink bow tie, so I wore the long necktie. But
see, if I'd known,
every now and again.
You could have had my tie if I would have only known. Martin, thanks for calling us. Thanks for being there and for taking time and driving home, talking to us here at WoWo. I appreciate it very much. And Martin, thank you very much for the way you take care of our district. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much, Pat. Take care.
Podcasts by Federated Media.